heart. Magic Man, Jerry Bader, Show 1007, Jason's Classic Cut on a Tuesday. I know they're considered a great band. I still think they're underrated. Does that make sense? I just do. I don't. I just think they had one of the. They had a unique, powerful sound, driving guitar combined with sensational vocals. I just think they should be in a top five conversation. At least for their era, maybe not all time, but at least for the, you know, the 70s-ish. Just my thoughts. President Obama will announce today that his administration will begin developing the next phase of tighter fuel efficiency standards for medium and heavy-duty vehicles, according to the White House. The announcement, which the White House says Obama will make at a distribution center for the grocery chain Safeway, in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, probably about now, follows his State of the Union pledge last month to set new fuel standards for trucks so we can keep driving down oil and imports, and what we pay at the pump. The president will order the EPA and Transportation Department's National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to develop and issue new fuel efficiency and greenhouse gas standards by March 31st, 2016. All of this is being done in the name of global warming, which is a name they won't speak anymore, just the way those who advocate abortion never say its name. Try, just go to YouTube sometime, try desperately, try anywhere to hear a liberal who argue for abortion say the word. They will never say the word. Now, this is a little different, but they don't say global warming anymore because they realize that there hasn't been consistent global warming. So now it's climate change. This is why you have to fight the farce that is climate change. It's more expensive to modify vehicles this way. Now, look, I'm all about preserving the environment. I'm fine with that. But we're doing it under false pretenses for a false reason. And I'll go back. The biggest lie in here, driving down what we pay at the pump, it's a lie. Liberals, and they have been caught on this, liberals do not want you to pay less for gasoline. They don't. It's true. You can go back 20 years. Al Gore find this. For years ago, they wanted it to be $6, $7, $8, $9 a gallon. Why? So you will use less of it. That's why. I don't even know what that is. I kind of said a word that rhymed with mule there. I'm not exactly sure what that was. But my point is this. They want you to pay a lot more, so you'll use a lot less. His energy secretary said as much. He was asked in a debate by someone in the audience if he agreed with his energy secretary in 2012, and he wouldn't answer. He just changed the subject. The liberal strategy is they want gas to be so expensive, fossil fuels so expensive that you can't possibly use them. Why do you think they hate fracking? Do you really think they hate fracking because it's an environmental threat? It's oil and natural gas they hoped and prayed would never see the light of day, ever. That's why they hate it. And he did it again in the State of the Union. When he takes credit for the increased production, it is just enough to make me scream. Because he doesn't say that it's the result of fracking, something he despises with every fiber within him. All right, a much lighter topic. Jimmy Fallon debuted last night as the latest host of The Tonight Show. First it was, Jack Parr and then Steve Allen? I think it was Steve Allen and then Jack Parr. Yeah, I believe so. And even I did hear the soundbite where Jimmy Fallon had fun with that. He paid tribute to all the previous ones: Steve Allen, Jack Parr, Johnny Carson, Jay Leno, Conan O'Brien, Jay Leno. And or something. How did he? Jason watched it. I did not, but I heard a lot of the sound bites. I'm the host for now, or something like that. One of Jason's favorite bits were all of these people that bet $100 that he'd never be the host. Big names, De Niro, and on and on and on, came out and paid their $100. Stephen Colbert did it in pennies. That is funny. Now, I have read reviews, and there are two thoughts that people have. One, when you think of Jimmy Fallon's previous work, it seemed more subdued than you might have expected. You know, not the frat boy, class clown type. And that has led people to say that he is the most Carson-esque person behind that chair since Johnny Carson. And Jason, when I said that to you, you totally agreed that he might be the first post-Carson host to really be Carson-esque in his own way, you know, in his own tongue-in-cheek, not over-the-top type way. You know, you can see that in his personality. It's just his work, though, has been different, and you wondered if they were going to just try to take that and put it into The Tonight Show. If the first show is any indicator, no, that they're not looking at that, and they're having it more aw shucks-ish like Johnny Carson was. The two things I think they, or the one thing I think both of them share, they can say a lot with facial expressions. They're both very good at that. And I think that goes a long way. But if you just look at the people who have done late night since Carson, he is the one that fits that mold. I know a lot of you do. I've never thought much of Jay Leno. He's a stand-up comedian, and I thought in recent years his timing is awful. He looked like a bad stand-up comedian. Now, I think some of his interviews are pretty good, though. I would say that. Not a Letterman fan either. Really not. Those guys have just rubbed me the wrong way. I will say this. Now, Leno's interview of GW was very good, but I would say because of W. And I'm thinking, where was this? Well, they played off each other, but I honestly thought George W. Bush was the funnier of the two. I really did. It was just, I thought, very good. Yeah, the painting that he did of Leno and all of that. I watched the whole thing. I thought it was really good. But I thought a lot of that was because of George W. Bush. I haven't seen it, so I can't comment. I have seen this, so I can comment. And I'm going to ask you to comment as well. Apparently, the goal in the Winter Olympics is to find something controversial. This was big yesterday. And as Ala Pundit at HotAir.com put it, today's controversy. NBC reporter brings Olympian to tears by badgering him about his late brother. As Ala Pundit wrote, I can't believe it's news either, but apparently this is what we as a nation are talking about today. Try Googling Bodie Miller and Kristen Cooper and see what you get. What exactly is his sport, Jason? I'm apologize. I have to say it's is it downhill? It is downhill skiing. Okay. Okay, Super G. All right. Can I just say downhill skiing? All right. Thank you. 16 years worth of Olympics. You know, he is, and I think he's the oldest gold medal winner right now in that category. Is that what I heard? Anyway, it was a big deal. Or medaler, just medal, not gold, just medaler. Anyway, it was bronze. I apologize. It was bronze. I'm not following the Olympics that closely. I'm not denying that. 36 years old. I know, that's why you're here. I know. His brother was his inspiration. Now, I want you to listen to this, and I want to see if you, because she is getting just blistered. The allegation is she badgered and badgered the poor man until he broke down and cried. Jason says, look, they want tears from these Olympians. They want the emotion. They want the backstory. Bodie Miller has defended reporter Kristen Cooper, has known her for years, had no problem with it. Jason, by the way, there's about a two-second swoosh to start this, but listen to the interview, and then we're going to take just a handful of calls on this and see. I mean, she is getting roasted alive. Do you think she badgered him? Do you think she was unrelenting about his late brother? Go ahead.
This was a little different. I think, you know, my brother passing away, I really wanted to come back here and race, you know, the way he sends it. So this was a little different.
Bodie, you're showing so much emotion down here. What's going through your mind?
I mean, a lot, obviously. Just a long struggle coming in here and just a tough year. And
I know you wanted to be here with Chile, really experiencing these games. And how much does it mean to you to come up with a great performance for him? And was it for him?
You can hear it already.
I mean, I don't know if it's really for him, but I wanted to come here and I don't know, I guess make myself proud, but...
When you're looking up in the sky at the start, we see you there, and it just looks like you're talking to somebody. What's going on there?
That's it. He can't answer.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's it. He's got, and she apologized. Yeah, you can kind of hear it.
The loss of his brother Chile to a seizure last April, that emotion that he has been carrying with him since, continues to flow out.
He puts his head and his arms down, and she kind of half puts her arm around him, I would describe it that way. And that was it. That was the end of the interview. He couldn't take it anymore. In just a rush of emotion, he was consumed by the emotion and the tears. He has defended her because she covers this sport. He's known her for years. She was being absolutely grilled. Now, I'm going to do something a little different. I'm not going to give you my opinion. I'm going to give you Jason's opinion. Jason is going to be the agent provocateur here. Jason thinks that she is getting a raw deal, that what the network, in this case NBC, that has the Olympic wants is the backstory, the emotion. This is what they want. And that she wasn't badgering, that she, again, this is Jason's opinion, that she was simply trying to get the feel of what Bodie Miller was feeling. A lot of people feel that last question was just, she could see, here's the criticism. They could see, she could see he was on the verge of breaking down. And she should have took the foot off the gas. You don't agree with that, Jason? No, that's okay, because it's your opinion out here today. Jason says, no, look, this is what it's all about. I'm going to tell you what I think. Do you agree or disagree with Jason? 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Richard in the town of Texas. Richard, go ahead.
Morning, Jerry.
Morning.
How are you today?
Good.
I happened to see that interview right after he skated one of the events that he was in, and I didn't find it objectionable.
Okay. Do you think she could have let up at some point, realizing he was about to break down? Could she have just not asked another question?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think it was upsetting Brody particularly.
Well, see, that's a big thing. Thanks for the call. If he's not offended, and this is what listeners always say, if he's not offended, if he's okay with it, shouldn't everyone else be okay with it? 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Joel from Wausau. Joel, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm okay with it overall. If you would have started the tape a little bit before that, there was actually a question or two before.
Uh-huh.
She actually never brought up the brother beforehand. He was actually the first one to bring up his brother.
Okay, is that relevant, though, when she sees that he's getting... Hang on, Jason. When she sees that he's getting emotional, couldn't she still go away from there?
Yeah, she could have. I think she kind of saw an opening there, and it's kind of... probably she was being tugged both ways and whether or not to go on or not.
Jason also makes the point, and you know this is true, that there's a producer in her ear. Push, 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 push. Yeah, I mean, that, and by the way, Sideline and other reporters get blamed all the time for something someone screaming in their ear told them to ask. Thanks a lot for the call. Jamie in Green Bay. Jamie, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning. Jerry, you know, because it's an emotional issue, I think that's why they're giving her grief. I saw the interview, too, and as your previous caller said, he was the one who brought it up first. And yes, you could see, and almost that, you know, that tug at you says stop. That's her job. And I kind of looked at it as because she knew him. She knew that the emotion that he felt. She knew how he felt. And she respected when he kind of bent down and you could see her hand, you know, going in there. But she backed off then. If she wouldn't have asked, then I think they would have said, well, she's not a great interviewer. It is trying to get what they are feeling out of this.
Jamie, thanks a lot for the call. I got to take a break here. David, hang on. You are next in 5 minutes. It's 10:23.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.